But let's go back to this lady when she had progression.
So she had a recurrence of a 2-centimeter lesion. So we started again FOLFIRI, cetuximab, bevacizumab. After 6 weeks, the tumor started to shrink. We sent her back to the hepatobiliary surgeons. I didn't want that they resect it right away because I really wanted to see if chemotherapy is still effective. And I was worried that maybe other lesions would pop up.
So it's interesting. That also leads into another point that, of course, we're talking a lot about on this MetResect thing, which is the raging controversy. Now, in this situation, this is a recurrence, but that was the point at which you considered pre-op versus post-op treatment, and the Europeans, and there was an editorial in Lancet, and you're pretty pro pre-op, and a lot of other people are concerned about the impact on the liver and hepatic toxicity and surgical morbidity. And I think there's actually been discussion about doing a randomized trial on that.
Yeah, I'm here with the Europeans. I think this is a window of opportunity to really understand the biology of the cancer. And I think when you do that within a 3 months interval, you really avoid major liver toxicities. I think you will be in much more difficult situation when you resect a tumor and then you choose chemotherapy, and you will only know when it didn't work with another recurrence.
Incidentally, one of the things that's, you know, like Steve Curley and Nick Petrelli, who are surgeons involved with this thing, talk about is the underappreciated problems with obesity and diabetes and hepatic resection. What was this lady's sort of physical status in that regard?
Well, she was relatively young, with 36, so she was not diabetic, but she was obese.
And how obese was she?
She had more than 20% BMI. So she really, I was worried a little bit about the choice of FOLFIRI. Even I'm convinced it was the right treatment, which we now know, because FOLFIRI has a higher risk of liver toxicity and a higher morbidity and mortality after liver resection. But I was convinced that FOLFOX is the wrong treatment. So I took the higher risk in a situation which I usually would not use FOLFIRI when I want to protect the liver. So it was a challenge for me, the physical condition of putting her probably at higher risk for liver fattening, even she was young. So I was concerned a little bit. So I was very carefully following her liver function, which, as you know, is not giving you the full story. But after we did the resection, after 8 months, there was no major problem. So I was very relieved.
But you know, also you mentioned that she was very fatigued. Who knows? Yeah, maybe in some way she took a harder hit on her liver. I don't know.
You know, this was, I think, a 9-hour liver surgery.
Wow.
And the patients who go under long, they have a long time to recover. There is a direct correlation.
So you put her back on treatment. She had a response.
So after 6 weeks, the tumor started to shrink. So I sent her back to the hepatobiliary surgeon. They said we can resect any given time. I stopped the bevacizumab. I continued 2 more cycles with FOLFIRI. And she underwent resection now about 4 months ago.
And let me just think for a second. Any reason that you chose to use bevacizumab in that situation as opposed to cetuximab or even both?
I used both.
Oh, you did use both?
Yes, I used the same regimen which led to the significant response.
So this was not on, she was off the study by then?
Yes, she was.
But you decided to give her the same combination?
Yes, I did.
So what happened next?
So she underwent resection, which was relatively easy. It was a small lesion. By the time of surgery, it was only 1 centimeter. The tumor had actually 90% tumor necrosis again, and she recovered extremely quickly. She was home at the 4th day postoperative and recovered quickly, and we started again with adjuvant chemotherapy.